I'm Reagan. It doesn't say my major's up there, which is sad because it's a whole mouthful, so they could have just taken up the whole screen with just my majors. So I'll tell you guys, but I am a double major in secondary education English and then biblical studies with an emphasis in youth ministry. So I just basically chose the ones that was the longest to say. I'm going to start out today with a story. Okay, so I'm going to start with a story, and I'm going to read it, because if I tell it, I might cry, so it's going to be great. Okay. So there's a couple that lived in Cincinnati, and they were working their dream jobs. The husband was at a college over there, and then the wife was working at a children's hospital. And they decided to leave all that behind to plant a church. So they packed up while newly pregnant with their first child, and they had a plan on moving to this new town and then getting into their house that was being built and then starting their church with a comfortable like couple months to then be prepared to have their baby once they'd gotten settled. So their plan went down in flames because construction took longer than it was supposed to, which is normal for construction. So they had to stay with their parents, but that was the least of their concern because they just found out in a checkup that the mom had preeclampsia. And so I don't know too much about preeclampsia. I was like reading up on it, but basically the mom's body rejects the baby and kind of treats it like a parasite. And so it basically hurts the mom a lot worse than the baby, but it is technically trying to kill the baby as well. So what happens is then like moms cannot know that they have this until they give birth. Now we have more better science to catch it, which is awesome. But then after birth, the mom's like blood pressure skyrockets and everything goes crazy, and it's very unlikely for mom and baby to survive. So the mom and dad decided to have a C-section 11 weeks, which is about 3 months before the due date of their baby. So they scheduled the C-section for a Sunday afternoon, and the mom, in all of her wisdom, forced the dad to go to church, even though he really did not want to leave her side. But she had to rest before she got sliced open. She's like, dude, if you stay here, you're just going to stress me out, like I got to sleep. So at my dad snuck into church, and he came in purposely at the end and snuck in the back and sat down during half of the song, Blessed Be the Name. And on hearing the words of the song, which is, you give and take away, you give and take away, but my heart will choose to say, blessed be the name. The dad broke down in tears, and he basically just prayed right then and there that, God, no matter what happens to my baby and my wife, I will be faithful to you, and I will still do what you've called me to do. Basically saying that even if they don't live, I'll still do your will. So, after church, he zipped back up to the hospital and where the mom was being prepped for surgery, and so they went into surgery. During the surgery, basically all the things that could have gone wrong went wrong, and I don't know if you've seen like where the beds like have to be like folded up, you know, funky. They had to like put her legs up because her blood pressure was going crazy, and like it was. And the dad is not really a blood person, so he was like 4 inches, like not even, he was like nose to nose with the mom, just like staring in her eyes because he was like, do not look at what's happening. So needless to say, it was terrifying. But the mom and the baby survived by nothing short of a miracle. Medical professionals said that the baby and mom were not supposed to live. The baby was born at 2 pounds and 13 inches. It was about 2 pounds and 13 inches. Making her about the size of a pop can with an abnormally large, like, apple-sized head, right? So this one's a little bit, I don't know if you guys can see. Okay, the baby's wearing the hat, and then I don't know if you see, like, the gold thing around the baby's arm. If you can see it up there, it's kind of hard to see. But that is actually the dad's wedding ring. So just to, like, give you an image in your mind of how tiny this baby is, the dad's wedding ring fit up to her shoulder. So and she spent the first 7 weeks of her life in the NICU. And then, so this is the family. And if you can't tell by looking at them, I am the daughter. But, so that was the first time my parents ever got to hold Bean. And this is what I grew up to be. So by nothing short of a miracle, I was born. And then also, I grew up to be a really healthy baby. Like, I did not have any health complications. I think I got influenza once. I think I had the flu in, like, fourth grade. But other than that, I mean, besides this stupid thing, like, my life has been cakewalk. So, on the physical end of things. So that leads me to what my era is and what I'm talking about today. I was thinking about it, and my birth was actually the first time I completely surrendered to God. And honestly, it wasn't even by my own choice. Like, I was just, like, I was only, like, half-cooked, really. I was, like, wait, three, what is that? Two-thirds? Yeah, I'm not good at math. It was, like, I was, like, two-thirds baked in there, man. Like, I popped out way too early. So it was not by my choice or my, at all, that I was completely surrendered to God, but by the faith that my parents had. And honestly, my birth was probably the last time that I completely surrendered for a majority of my life. I grew up, and as it happens, as you grow up, the world kind of creeps into the corners of your mind, and I chose to take the reins because God's love and plan for me didn't feel safe enough. But one day, I decided to surrender my life to God and through baptism, and that was honestly just the beginning of the rest of me working through surrendering to God. And letting him guide me. I still struggle today to remember that I cannot and will not accomplish anything without God. So my life started in God's hands, and I stepped out of that, but now I'm running back into that because God's plan is so much greater than anything I could ever imagine, and he can do insanely powerful things like saving a tiny life, and it's crazy. But if we surrender to him and walk with him, he'll take us through whatever the world throws at us. So because of my mom and dad's willingness to surrender, not only their future and their lives, but also mine, God used them and still uses them to this day to reach his people. And even if my story would have ended the way that modern science said it should have, I know that God would still have worked through this story and definitely worked through whoever survived this. I mean, he's working through who survived it now. So I have no doubt in my mind that he would have worked through whatever pain that my parents would have had to gone through, or just my dad. And I know that because I know that God is so good. Like, it's just crazy how good God is. And he can make beautiful things out of dust, and he can make a crazy alien-looking baby grow up to be a semi-functional adult. So I'm going to leave with this, but my question to you is will you choose to say to God, though you give and take away and you give and take away, my heart will still choose to say, blessed is your name. Thank you.